Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. The city has lost a legend. Celtics Hall of Famer John Havlicek died yesterday at age 79. Even those of us without memories of his 16-year career are probably familiar with one immortal moment, the clutch play that sealed a playoff victory in 1965. Here's Johnny Most with one of the best-known calls in American sports.
Greer is putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it!
The Celtics, of course, went on to win the NBA championship that season, one of eight titles during Havlicek's career. WBUR and NPR sports commentator Bill Littlefield was a teen back then. He joins us now to talk about the Celtics' all-time leading scorer. Hey there, Bill.
Hey.
So that Johnny Most call definitely comes to mind when people think about John Havlicek. How do you remember him?
Well, it was memorable for a couple of reasons. Obviously, Havlicek stole the ball at the absolute most opportune moment in 1965. But the other thing was Johnny Most is the easiest play-by-play guy in the world to imitate. And so everywhere you went, you heard people doing their gravelly-voiced Johnny Most imitation for a long time
for
after
sure.
the play.
You know, one of the things, too, that I'm mindful of is that, you know, we had Bob Ryan, the Boston Globe columnist, on our air this morning talking about how fondly he remembers John Havlicek off the court as well. What a big-hearted gentleman he was.
Well, that's one of the most extraordinary things in terms of what you can find everywhere today. People who are celebrating John Havlicek's life almost hurry to get through talking about what a wonderful and complete and energized basketball player he was so that they can have time to tell you about what a great guy he was. He impressed an awful lot of people as a terrific fellow.
Yeah, the numbers are impressive, right? The 16 seasons we mentioned, he was an all-star 13 of those years. He's still the team's highest scorer.
More to the point, from Havlicek's point of view, contributed to teams that won eight championships.
One of the consummate team players of that era.
Absolutely, right.
And we're slowly losing them. WBUR and NPR sports commentator Bill Littlefield, thank you so much, as always, for your memories and your insight.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.